The annual World Economic Forum began today in Davos, Switzerland. Vice President Biden is there representing the U.S. at the gathering of global power players. Here to give us a lay of the land is Tom Keen, the host of Bloomberg Surveillance on Bloomberg TV and radio. Tom, good to have you back.
It's lovely to be with you from Davos.
And what are you hearing from the people who are there? What's the big topic of conversation?
The big topic is it's shifting very quickly. It's a Wednesday, and I always make a joke that it shifts Thursday afternoon. We're getting there rapidly with what we're seeing in the markets. To review, it has been an incredibly ugly year, an emotional year for the markets, 2016. It strikes fierce in the heart of everybody except well-heeled CEOs and Davos. They are rapidly shifting to what people are focusing on, which is the markets in China.
Well, what are they talking about when it comes to that? Are they just watching the markets drop and saying, what are we to do? Or what are they saying?
There's a lot of that. I'll be honest, there's a limitation to it. They're leaning forward. They're listening to the usual experts that here, Ken Rogoff of Harvard, we spoke to today. That's all important and comforting, but the people that come to Davos that pay the freight are sitting on a pretty good American economy. They're getting the gains, you know, the whole inequality theme that's been prevalent the last few days. Those people don't seem to be affected 8 years into a financial crisis.
So you're saying that they are not in touch with what's going on for the majority of people in the world, that these people have not been negatively affected by the markets?
I have, in 12 years here, I have never seen such a disjoint first day at Davos. Never seen it. It's remarkable how removed it is from the day-to-day grind at Bloomberg Surveillance.
And why do you think that is?
I think it's the same debate that everyone's reading about, the polarity and income and wealth, nation to nation, and it brings in the political ballet of Trump and Sanders and all that. That polarity has come to Switzerland, and they're dealing with it this year more than they ever have before.
I'm glad you brought up the presidential campaign, because I am wondering, we're just a week and a half out from the Iowa caucuses. How is that playing? How is Donald Trump playing? How is Bernie Sanders playing at Davos?
It's been a backstory. I will say I've been in Europe a lot the last 90 days, and I really can convey the first thing anybody in Europe wants to talk about is Mr. Trump.
And in what way? What are they saying about it?
They're fascinated. They're absolutely fascinated by the Republican ballet, to an extent fascinated by the Democrats. They're just front and center on what they read. You saw it within the UK Parliament, yesterday or the day before?
That they in the parliament were trying to decide whether to ban Donald Trump from the UK. What about oil prices and the big drop in oil prices and commodities in general? Switzerland, of course, is a major international banking hub, but it's also a center of some of the big players in the commodity markets. What are people saying about how low this is going to go and what's going to happen here?
Absolutely front and center. We had an extended conversation with Daniel Yergin today, and he was adamant, we don't know. I will say, people are humbled by the rationalization from 100 to 80 to 60 to 40 and now 27. Let me go over here on my Bloomberg terminal, and the quote as we speak is 27.39 on West Texas Intermediate. I look at my screen, and sometimes I don't know what I'm looking at. Things have shifted so much. The oil debate is front and center in our market conversations.
The oil debate meaning what? What are people – what's being debated?
The major debate is how wrong we were and why. There's a real humility among oil experts. Everybody else is just trying to figure out when the bottom is and what the ramifications are. Obviously, it's good for consumers. There's a huge national benefit in America, but there's the wealth and income destruction among those that are in the oil game.
Which person at Davos does everybody pay attention to when they arrive?
Madame Lagarde. I was going to say Rachel Werspan, my executive producer, but she got pushed aside.
But Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF.
Christine Lagarde. Right. I greeted Madame Lagarde today as she went into a session, and she stops traffic throughout Davos. People, I think, have an extreme, they may not agree with her economics and with the IMF, but she has a huge impact, not only for her work at the IMF, but sort of the collective years that she represented the French government here.
Tom Keene, what is going to be the benefit for the rest of the world of this Davos meeting taking place? Why does it matter to have all these people, all these rich and powerful people gathering in Davos?
I did an interview the other day, and they said, there's a lot of breaking news. And I said, well, no, not much. They said, no, you can't say that. I said, well, yeah, but that's the truth. And the answer is there's minimal benefit for society as a whole from this confab. It is, as I say to people, the change in the last 12 years is how hard CEOs work when they come here. They're meeting and meeting after meeting after meeting. It is one big networking place surrounded by hubs of very smart people. And within that, there's a benefit, but I don't think it carries over per se to the greater society.
And I know that we're just getting started with Davos, but any memory that you've had so far that sort of sticks out to you of something that happened this year?
The memory that's always there every year is the ice. Every year, somebody falls down and they, you know, sprain a wrist, break a wrist, whatever. Day two, day three, there's always a cast or two or three. And this year so far has been good. It's not as icy this year. It's a winter wonderland, but the cast call, it's not a casting call. It's a cast call. We'll see that in a day or two.
Tom Keene, host of Bloomberg Surveillance, joining us from the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Tom, thanks as always.
My great pleasure.